Unit 22, page 355, exercise 7.
Once there was a young girl named Cindy who was very good at math, sports, and languages. She wanted to be a scientist when she grew up so she could help many people. One day, while Cindy was playing soccer in the park with her friends, the ball flew into the woods. She looked and looked for the ball, but she couldn't see it anywhere.
"I wish I could find that soccer ball,"
Cindy muttered angrily. At that, she heard a strange sound.
"Re-beep, re-beep, over here. Your ball is over here."
She looked in the direction of the sound, and she saw the soccer ball in the middle of some bushes. Next to the ball was a large toad.
"Thanks for finding the ball,"
she told the toad.
"You're welcome,"
said the toad.
"But before I give it to you, you have to grant me one wish."
Cindy started to run toward the ball, but she couldn't get through the bushes. There was some sort of magic spell around them.
"What's your wish?"
she asked the toad.
"Please hurry up. We want to finish our game."
"I wish that you would marry me."
"Yuck!"
screamed Cindy.
"You're a toad. I'm a girl. I can't marry you."
"I'm not a regular toad," he replied. "I'm an enchanted prince. I'm under a spell. If you married me, you would break the spell. I would become a handsome prince again. And if I were a prince, you would be my princess."
Cindy thought about the princesses she had read about in magazines.
"I don't think so, Toad,"
Cindy told him.
"You see, I plan to become a scientist and help a lot of people when I grow up. If I were your princess, I'd have to spend a lot of time having my photograph taken and going to ceremonies. If I did that, I'd be too busy to study science. But thanks anyway."
Cindy turned to leave the woods. The toad was furious.
"Wait,"
he shouted.
"If you really wanted to help people, you wouldn't leave me here in these bushes."
Cindy stopped.
"If you give me back the soccer ball, I'll try to help you. But no wedding."
The toad agreed, and Cindy picked up the ball.
"So, who put you under the spell?"
she asked.
"A magician turned me into a toad. He also gave me some magic powers. He keeps telling me that if I used my powers properly, I'd find a way to become a prince again. But so far, nothing has worked."
"Can you grant wishes?"
asked Cindy.
"Just one," responded the toad.
"Then I wish you would turn me into a scientist right now. If I were a scientist, I would find a way to turn you back into a prince."
The frog consented, and in a flash, Cindy and the toad found themselves in a large modern laboratory. Cindy thought hard and worked long hours. At last, she succeeded in turning the toad back into a prince. The prince became a good king, and Cindy worked hard in her laboratory. Her discoveries helped many people.